Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 7th. You'll be interested to know. 80 years ago today, in 1945, General Dwight David Eisenhower accepted Germany's unconditional surrender in Reims, France, marking a pivotal moment in the conclusion of World War II in Europe. This historic event paved the way for the celebration of victory on Europe Day, symbolizing the triumph of unity and peace over conflict. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet for now, providing nice conditions. The winds are onshore at just 1 mile per hour, keeping the surface smooth as the day starts. Expect the swell to build slightly as we move into the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 19 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 foot just before 7 a.m., with a 1/2-foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents varying surf conditions, starting with fair waves at 2 to 4 feet on Thursday, transitioning to clean mornings on Friday with similar heights. By Saturday, expect fair conditions early, but choppy surf develops in the afternoon. Overall, the mornings are best for catching waves, while afternoons may bring some unpredictability with increasing wind and chop. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:55. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day, with temperatures reaching around 63 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 58 and gentle winds out of the northwest. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 65 and a light northwest wind. Patchy fog may linger into Friday morning. Friday will be mostly sunny again, reaching a high near 68. Saturday continues the trend with mostly sunny skies and a high near 70, while nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 63. Sunday brings mostly cloudy conditions with a high near 67 and lows around 60 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Los Angeles County has declared a community-wide outbreak of hepatitis A, a highly contagious viral disease that can lead to lasting liver damage or even death. Health officials are alarmed by the rising cases, which have already surpassed last year's total of 136 confirmed cases, the highest in a decade. 7 deaths are linked to this outbreak. Dr. Munta Davis, the county health officer, emphasizes the need for quick action and urges vaccinations. The outbreak is particularly concerning among individuals who are not homeless or recent travelers. Vaccination is strongly recommended for all residents, especially those at risk. Now on to sports. In an epic showdown, Internazionale triumphed over Barcelona, securing a place in the Champions League final after a thrilling 7-6 aggregate victory. After three remarkable comebacks by Barcelona, David Fratesi scored the decisive goal in extra time, leading to a 4-3 win at the San Siro as fans erupted in celebration. Barcelona, despite the loss, showcased their fighting spirit throughout the season, winning the Spanish Supercopa and Copa del Rey while still leading La Liga. Young star Lamine Yamal dazzled with his skills, solidifying his status among the world's elite players. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Yankee Stadium, the Friars fell to the Yankees 12-3. Despite Machado scoring on a balk and Tatis doubling to drive in sheets, the Padres couldn't match New York's explosive 10-run seventh inning. Morejan took the loss, giving up 4 runs over 1 1/3 innings, while Wells shined for the Yankees with 5 RBIs. This defeat brings the Friars to a record of 23-13, while the Yankees' record now stands at 20-16. Tonight, the Friars face the Yankees in New York for the final game of this 3-game series. Dylan Cease, with a 5.66 ERA, takes on Max Fried and his stellar 1.01 ERA. First pitch is at 4:05 under clear skies, with a temperature around 70 degrees. In top news, for the first time, bite marks from a large cat, possibly an African lion, have been discovered on the bones of an ancient Roman gladiator. These remains, found in a Roman-era graveyard in York, England, are the first physical evidence indicating that big cats were used in arena games. Archaeologist John Pierce states this individual is the only known person in the Roman world with such marks. The skeleton likely belonged to a venator, a beast fighter, as gladiators typically fought each other. This discovery sheds light on the violent spectacles of ancient Rome and the connection to big cats in England. In business news, MicroStrategy has completed its recent stock offering to buy Bitcoin, but its stock is dropping. The company purchased 1,895 Bitcoins for a total of $180 million, averaging about $95,000 per Bitcoin between April 28th and May 4th. This brings its total holdings to 555,450 Bitcoins, valued at $38.1 billion. Despite these moves, shares fell 4% to $378, while Bitcoin's price dropped to $94,068. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $97,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $1,800. And Goatsys Maximus is unchanged at 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. What if the world could break its dependence on China's rare earth materials? A promising solution comes from Conifer, a startup developing low-cost electric motors that use ordinary iron instead of rare earths. Led by experts from Lucid Motors and Apple, Conifer aims to create an affordable, efficient alternative for various applications, including scooters and electric vehicles. Their innovative axial flux motors are designed to deliver greater efficiency while being easier to manufacture. With the global market for two-wheelers projected to reach $218 billion by 2029, Conifer's technology could revolutionize transportation and reduce reliance on costly materials. And in entertainment news, Thunderbolts, the first Hollywood blockbuster to debut in China since former President Donald Trump's tariff war, has significantly underperformed. The film opened to just 18 million won, or about 1.9 million pounds, falling short of local favorites like The Dumpling Queen. This marks the lowest opening for a Marvel film in China in over a decade. Meanwhile, Neja, too, has become a massive success, surpassing $2 billion in ticket sales and ranking as the fifth highest-grossing film globally. This shift highlights diverging tastes as Chinese audiences increasingly favor homegrown content. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.